The bill sets up yet another commission to study Common Core. This would be the third statewide commission, after one established by the Board of Regents and another established by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. What makes this one different is that implementation of Common Core is put on hold while the commission does its work. That means the state education department can't force schools to use Common Core tests and can't force them to follow the curriculum. The bill was authored by four downstate Republicans, including Senator Lee Zeldin from Shirley. He said that neither of the commissions set up by the regents or Cuomo have legislation attached to stop Common Core.
So if the legislative session ends and nothing at all gets done, you just went an entire school year of continuing this disastrous rollout. So it's important to take action right now rather than delaying any further.
Zeldin labeled Common Core a disaster because the standards were too tough, teachers weren't given the curriculum in time to teach, and the dollar amount for implementation was too high. Both the Board of Regents and Cuomo's office declined to comment, but each pointed to their respective plans underway to fix Common Core. The regents essentially pushed back the date by which students would be held to the tougher standards by 5 years. Cuomo has repeatedly blamed the regents for bungling Common Core, but continues to press them to hold teachers accountable for students who fail state tests. The membership of Cuomo's commission is evenly divided between supporters and detractors of Common Core. Charles Lane, WSHU News.